It is Saturday, November 14th. David Hooper here, Big Podcast Daily. This isn't the podcast for marketing stuff. That one, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've got a few, actually. The one you want, Build a Big Podcast. That is the one specifically about podcasting. But for the elements of podcasting, I've got three of them there. One for interviews, one to jumpstart your podcast, and one to do solo podcasting, which is what I'm doing. This podcast format, call it the Sausage Factory format, this is just me reading and answering questions. That's what I do on every single episode. I do it every day. And if you're looking to become a better host, you can do it too. It's very easy. Set it up at anchor.fm or however you want to do your podcast. I do Anchor because I can go straight into my phone, straight into the web. This podcast isn't supposed to sound good. It's for me. It's not even that entertaining. Unless you think that me answering questions is entertaining. And maybe you do. But if you want the entertainment, maybe entertaining. But definitely the how to help you grow your podcast, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I'm going to get into this episode. This is a weekend episode. So what I do is answer questions that are random. I'm getting this from the Poddex app. If you're not familiar with Poddex, poddex.com, and there's the app that you can search for in the App Store. That would be, I guess, under Poddex. I don't know if there's a full name for it, but I'm going to look at these different decks. They've got something called the Hustle. I don't know if I've done this before. Hopefully not. You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. Why not interview some hustlers? Find out what makes successful people tick and share their advice with your audience. I'm going to preview this deck because I'm not a Poddex subscriber. There are a lot of ways to get questions, and I've been relying pretty heavily on Poddex because Travis, who owns Poddex, he sent me a couple decks, and it's a great system. After that, I'll probably go with Table Topics. One of the things that I've mentioned here before is if you really want to get better on the fly, turn on an interview program. I don't know if it's going to be Oprah. I don't know if it's going to be David Letterman, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, if he actually lets guests talk. Answer the next question that they ask. Doesn't matter. Maybe it fits you. Maybe it doesn't. Make it up. Be a character. This is about you getting better on your feet. So let's see what's in the hustle deck here. What entrepreneurial tricks have you discovered to keep you focused and productive in your day-to-day busy schedule? The thing that I'm working on now, I started this a couple and a half months ago, so I'm about 10 weeks in, is something called The Cave. That's caveday.org. That is basically 3 hours where I'm working with other people. You see each other via Zoom, but you're not really watching other people if you're worried about some kind of voyeur kind of thing where people are watching you. But it's great to schedule, and every day at 12:30 for me, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and there's also one at 8 p.m. Eastern. For 3 hours, I will get together with a group of people, and they're great, like screenwriters, a lot of creative people, a lot of guys similar to me, people from the entertainment industry, and we'll work on whatever project we're working on now. I am taking a break to do this, but right now I am writing a blog post about getting better quality audio from remote guests. If you're interested in that, all my posts are at bulletin.bigpodcast.com, and I work on a lot of things like that. Blog posts. I've been doing some email outreach that I'm responding to. It's a great way to knock all of that stuff out, and I've met a lot of neat people. So that's one entrepreneurial trick that I've learned as far as keeping focused and productive. Let's get to the next question. What kind of shower ideas do you get? I think what he's talking about is people talk about when you are away from your work, away from the computer or the studio or wherever you do your work, and you get into a shower. I've heard this. People say, oh, there's something miraculous about water. You know, it conducts electricity and it's got all these ideas. And yeah, maybe. But I think it's when your brain can relax and you're focusing on lathering up, then the ideas come to you. And one of the things that I have been looking at is to grow my audience in ways other than the podcast, reaching out to people who like podcasting, but they're not hearing me through the podcast, then bringing them into the podcast. So if you are interested in one of those, something I just started out, I've got a weekly newsletter called Big Podcast Insider. And the way to get, just sign up for the list at bigpodcast.com. That's the best way. Let me send you some tools to grow your podcast. I will send you a copy of The Insider every Friday. I'm only two issues in now, but this has been so much fun. And it's me talking about podcasting news. It's me giving you advice. I gave some advice on remote recording, which again, I'm working on that again. That's my kick. But that's what I've been working on for the last few days, how to get a better sound out of guests, how to communicate with guests. And that's one of the ideas that I've gotten recently is to do the newsletter. So I am. So bigpodcast.com, sign up for it. You're going to like it. What key activities would you recommend entrepreneurs to invest their time in? Let me give you a couple things that are non-entrepreneurial but have been beneficial to me. One of them is I've got to have physical activity every day. Today, I went for a long walk with my wife. I want to say long walk. Maybe. I don't know. We might have done 2 or 3 miles just around the neighborhood. Not a huge walk, but let's say we walked for, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. Is that, I don't know. I don't know how slow or fast we're walking because I didn't track it. I came back and I jumped rope for about 45, 50 minutes. Physical activity every day is something that I feel like is going to be important because you keep your body strong and you feel better, then you can have those ideas. But as far as business kind of things, one of the things I think is important is to have somebody to bounce ideas off of. You may remember, Laurel, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, we started a podcast together. She is the one who got me back into podcasting in 2014. And that was with Red Podcast. I was doing a podcast, music marketing podcast, and I was doing music business radio. I've been doing that since 2005. But the straight podcasting, that was her idea. Actually, we sat down for dinner, again, taking a break and kind of getting away from stuff. And she said, I'm thinking about doing this thing. I'm going to do a podcast on it. She was already doing a podcast before that time called Go Fire Yourself, I think is what it was called. And maybe it's still online. But anyway, you know, I think having somebody to bounce your ideas off of can be great. Maybe it's a spouse, somebody that you trust. I think that can be good. If they don't have business sense, you know, maybe not. Because sometimes people, we've seen American Idol, for example. Oh, that's the best idea ever. They've got no idea. The best singer ever, no idea. I think it's good to have other entrepreneurs that you can connect with. And I've got that as well. That's a really great thing. But just getting out of your own head, I think that's what that physical activity does. And I think that's what having a conversation with another entrepreneur, somebody who's in the trenches, can do, because they can see things that you don't. And it's nice to have people that you trust. I would say this, be like Reagan and Gorbachev, you know, do the trust but verify. I think that's fine. I think you can test it yourself, but listen to other people because they know and they've had experiences that you may have not had and they want to help you. All right, let's get one more. What business related book has inspired you the most, or what is your favorite book? Turning Pro by Stephen Pressfield is a great book. He also has another book called War of Art. And between those two, when I am, I guess, in a funk maybe, or I'm exhausted from trying to get my own book out, for example, or working on a big project, I'm like, oh, I just don't know if I can do this. Something like Turning Pro has been super helpful to me. And when I was driving around a little more, and I don't have a commute, I work from home, or I work out of a studio that is maybe 15 minutes away from me. So I don't drive much, but when I was driving around more, going to the gym when that was open, going to the grocery store, the studio, I would put the audiobook of War of Art or Turning Pro on and just let it go. And you would be surprised, even as little as I was driving, and most people drive a whole lot more than me. I mean, I drive so little that if you were to go to Carfax on my car, they would ask you, you know, you might want to check this out because this thing looks like the odometer might be off a bit. That's how little I'm driving. Those two books have helped me tremendously. And there are many more. I've read dozens and dozens of business books. I think that I'm not really looking for at this point, like one big idea that's a game changer, but more inspiration, and not really inspiration, but how somebody else looks at it to know that I'm not the only one in the trenches like that. And that's why I think that Turning Pro is great. That's why I think War of Art is great. That's why what I mentioned with The Cave is great, because you get around these people that are doing screenwriting or they're doing something similar to you. They're writing a book and you are stuck in the sludge and like, oh man, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make this deadline or ever get this thing out, because it gets exhausting. And you realize that you're not the only one. And to me, to know other people are going through it, that's really helpful, because I see them as, okay, if they can do it, then I can do it. Because a lot of times, like, you're listening to me maybe, and you don't hear ums and ahs and and it sounds okay. It's straight into Anchor, so I'm not doing a whole lot to this podcast, but there's no outline. It's just me answering questions. And you say, David, you're 11 minutes in on this thing. I'm nowhere near that smooth, but I wasn't near this smooth either. So when you hear that it's possible and you hear the story of how somebody got there, and that's what I'm calling the Sausage Factory formula. That's just exactly what I'm doing on this podcast every single day, showing up, reading things, and then answering questions. And again, this is a weekend podcast, so it's me answering questions, just answered three, and I'm wrapping it up here because I could go on and on and on. You see how it is done. I've just given you the formula. So if you're working on something like Napod Pomo, 30 podcasts in 30 days is what's happening right now in November. And it's not too late to get into it, because you could do two a day. When I started Napod Pomo, I did that. Started on the 15th. So I'm going to finish this thing out strong. Two a day, 15 days, 30 podcasts at the end of the month. But you see the process of how it happened. And trust me on this, as somebody who's gone through it and watched a lot of other people go through it, when you show up and when you do the work, it will happen for you. Right now, it is Saturday night, and I could be hanging out with my wife, but we already did that earlier. And she said, man, I need a break. No, she's actually working on a book too. So it wasn't like that cold, but it was kind of like that. It was like, I'm going to have some downtime. She's an introvert. I'm an introvert. You go do your thing. And this is my commitment to do this every day. Sometimes I get it early in the day. Sometimes I get it late, but that's the process. Reading, answering questions, and doing it daily. When you do that, you will get smooth. So there you go. That's the formula. That is what to do. That will help you. Thank you for listening. If you're doing Napod Pomo, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you're doing for these 30 podcasts in 30 days. Hit me up. Twitter is a good way to do that, at David Hooper. And as always, bigpodcast.com. You want that other podcast, the one that talks about marketing. I'm getting ready to go record one of those this evening. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening, and I will see you tomorrow.